This is Eileen Buckley. Two of Harris Tigg's opponents were knocked off Tuesday's ballot, Colleen Russell and Patricia Elliott. Both failed to return the needed 500 valid signatures. Now, initially, the incumbent was claiming Russell didn't even live in the district. But when Russell appeared in court for her challenge, only some of her petitions were questioned. WBFO News made repeated attempts to reach Russell for this story, but did not receive a response. Some speculate she will be a write-in candidate. Meanwhile, Elliott continues to campaign for the seat as a write-in on the ballot.
We need parents on the school board. We need people who have interests of the children and the families in our district at heart to make decisions because it directly affects us.
Elliott is a school parent and works at the Community Action Organization. She was one of three parents who filed complaints with the U.S. Education Department's Office for Civil Rights, claiming violations in the admission policy at criteria-based city schools. Elliott fought hard to get her daughter out of one of the failing city schools, but said her daughter still struggles today.
Because she was going to a school where she was not learning. She was a seventh grader and a third grade reading level. It's just that the school was not providing her everything she needed. And I had to do a protest outside of the superintendent's office for 11 weeks before they actually moved her.
Elliott tells WBFO News there needs to be more diversity in the city teaching staff. She says there are too many white teachers when 80% of students are considered black or brown and 20% are immigrants. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.